Welcome back to another episode of I Never Liked You with Mateo Lane and Nick Smith. And today we're talking Disney animated films.
I remembered this time. Jesus.
Who's your favorite country singer?
I only like female country singers.
Of course.
Every
male country singer is... When I go down to the bar, I see myself drinking beer and I'm a motorcycle.
Shania or Dolly.
Dolly.
Or Reba.
Dolly. Dolly's the best.
Reba.
Reba. That's true. She did a lot of pointing during the national anthem, which I thought was an interesting move.
I loved her TV show.
And the rockets, red glare, the bombs bursting in air. Have you seen that little girl who did the national anthem in that dress? Yeah. Chrissy Chella posted it and said it was her. Okay, so Disney animated movies. Let's start off with the most simple question. Your favorite one. Mine is, and it is my favorite movie of all time, Sleeping Beauty.
Interesting.
I watched
Maleficent.
Maleficent. Also, Ivan Earle, the art director, Mark Davis, the art. I like that movie. I am obsessed with that movie. I know every single line in that movie. I drew it a million times.
What's the first line?
In a faraway land, long ago, lived a king and his fair queen.
My favorite is probably Mulan.
That's a great one. Time is racing toward us. Till the Huns arrive, heed my every warning, and you might survive. You're the saddest bunch I ever met, but you can bet before we're through, somehow I'll make a man out of you.
Are you done?
Time is... There's a key change at the bridge.
Mulan is my favorite.
Mulan is a great
Hercules
movie.
Is a close second. And I think it's just because the music in both of those
I have often dreamed of a far-off place where a great warm welcome will be waiting for me, where the crowds will cheer
no crowd
when
has
they
ever cheered
see
for you.
My face.
Never happened to you
and
once.
And a voice keeps saying, this is where I'm meant to be.
My voice always says, you need to leave.
I don't find my... And the muses? Bless
the
my soul, Herc was on a roll. And Hades was great.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie. But it wasn't...
Honestly, none of the cartoons are bad.
No, there are bad. There are some really bad ones. The Black Cauldron almost tanked.
I don't even know what that is.
It was in like 1987 or 86 or something like that. And it was... So after Disney died in the 60s, the last movie he did was The Jungle Book. There was kind of a lull in Disney,
Disney
animation.
Disney died in the 60s?
Yeah, he died during The Jungle Book. Because Sleeping Beauty finished in 1959. You know, Nick?
He died in
Warner
the
Brothers.
Jungle Book?
Bugs Bunny did.
Wow.
And then there was a lull in Disney animation. And then their comeback, which started the Disney Renaissance, which is our Disney time, was...
Stevens?
No. Was the little...
Lizzie McGuire movie?
Was The Little Mermaid. That brought Disney Studio back... And then they sort of created like a Broadway-esque vibe with this. And then it was Lion King, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, you know, Hercules, Mulan. But then things started going back downhill when they did Treasure Planet. I think the last animated movie they did... Treasure Planet was a movie that these two art directors at Disney wanted to do forever. But then Disney kept saying, we'll give you that movie if you do this, 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 and this movie. So they did all those movies. And then they finally did Treasure Planet. And it wasn't good.
And that's when the producers were like, that's why we didn't want to do it.
Basically. Pocahontas was also...
Great one.
No, that's not a good movie. That's a bad movie.
Why?
I don't... Even the drawings are kind of lazy, to be perfectly honest
with you.
Well,
that's what I say about your drawings, but...
My drawings are really good. No, Pocahontas has two great songs.
Yeah.
Just around the riverbed, I look once more, just around the riverbed. And then the...
Colors of the Wind.
Colors of the Wind, which Vanessa Williams, who I got into a fight with on the red carpet, did the...
Our next celebrity feud.
Yeah, I've already feuded with her. But that's a great song. Judy Kuhn sang it.
Excuse?
Judy Kuhn was the name of the Broadway singer to sing... Gone with Colors of the Wind.
Gotcha.
And that's right, K U H N. Can you look it up, Chris? Judy K U H N, I think. But yeah, but I don't like the Disney animated films. I don't like are like the Aristocats. Remember the Aristocats?
101 Dalmatians.
That's a fantastic movie.
Cruella de Vil. But do you like where animation has gone? Where it's sort of like they don't make movies that look like that anymore. It's now super CGI and super like.
There's a okay
to, Pixar-y whatever
do you want a,
style.
Do you
that
want a
is.
Serious answer? I have a serious answer. I just feel that animated movies back then, like if you look at Sleeping Beauty, if you look even like Cinderella, I mean, yes, there are gag moments where they have like the mice fighting with Lucifer the cat, or in Sleeping Beauty, like the fairies trying to make the dress. But there are long, slow moments. And I think that kids who are watching these movies should appreciate the long, slower moments, because now when you watch a kid's animated movie, it's like crack cocaine. It's a da-da-da-da-da-da. It's too much. It's too much all the time, too quickly, and you can't. There's no attention span.
Which Disney princess would you want to be?
Mm.
Or prince?
No, I want to be a princess. I think I'd want to be... not Mulan, because she has to fight and do exercise. And Sleeping Beauty sleeps too much. Snow White sleeps too much. Snow White's the worst one.
I wish it. For someone I love to find me today.
Answer the question.
Someday my prince will come.
Sounds like the girl that sang the national anthem.
Someday.
I was like, oh. I'd probably want to be like Meg in Hercules. She's kind of working for the bad guy and the good guy, and she's hot. And then she, you know. She dies or she comes back. It's kind of a fun life.
Sure.
Greek, you probably get good food.
I think I would be Ariel. But I can't really swim that well.
Well, you would have fins, Nick. She probably can't walk that well.
Well, she got legs.
Yeah, eventually. She's got legs, you idiot!
I would want to be her. It just seems fun.
As a kid, I remember watching Little Mermaid, and my cousins and mine's question was, where does she pee and poo?
That's inappropriate.
But that was our number one question. We wanted to know, how does she shit?
Girls don't.
Well, she's a fish. She's half a fish. Hottest Disney prince.
I want to know how mermaids are made. Who was the sick bastard that fucked a fish first?
It was my father.
What sick bastard said, God, that bluefin tuna? I'm going to fill that bastard up.
Who's the hottest Disney prince? Aladdin.
Aladdin.
There's no question. Yeah. It's Aladdin.
Yeah.
Best music of a Disney movie.
Best music?
Yeah.
That is tough. I'm going to go with Hercules, but I think Mulan is a close second.
I think
Lion King has great music,
oh
too.
Oh, my God, The Lion King.
And Beauty and the Beast.
I'm going to be your mighty king, so enemies beware.
This episode's just you singing every
Well, I've never seen the king or beast with quite so little hair.
That's what he was talking about you. I would say, what villain would you want to be?
Maleficent, no question. Are you out of your fucking mind? And not the Angelina Jolie version. I don't like the Angelina Jolie version. I think it's awful. It has nothing to do with Mark Davis or Ivan Earle or the whole character of Maleficent is supposed to be, she's a bitter fairy, she wasn't invited, and she's just exercising her evil. And then, of course, Angelina Jolie, actually, one of my favorite memories, I went to go see Maleficent, I left. I went to go see Maleficent, it was with Evan Williams, and we were sitting next to this girl. And, of course, Angelina Jolie is playing Maleficent. And at one point, Maleficent says in the movie, I don't much care for children. And the woman next to me goes, that's not what we heard. I turned to her and I said, we have to do brunch. I mean, that was such a funny... Yeah, that's such a shitty movie. I don't like any of the Maleficent movies. I don't care.
But you would be Maleficent.
I'd be in my tower casting spells. When she walks up in her tower and she starts waving to the clouds and throwing lightning at Prince Philip, and then, Forest of Thorns shall be his tomb, born in the sky of a fog of doom. I mean...
I think I would be Scar.
Yeah, practice my curtsy.
I think that's me.
What's his song? Bob loves
Be
that
prepared.
Song. Be prepared. Whoopi Goldberg was one of the hyenas.
She was.
That was fun.
Shout out Whoopi. We had
90s kids had the best Disney experience. We had The Lion King, we had Aladdin, we had Beauty and the Beast. I mean, it was just like, I remember seeing The Lion, actually, one of my favorite memories is seeing Beauty and the Beast. I went with all my cousins. My Aunt Cindy was sitting next to me. I probably was 6 years old. This is the most Italian woman thing on the face of the planet. The moment the Beast transforms into the human, my Aunt Cindy said out loud in the theater, "Oh, I don't like his nose."
Well, there's that thing that goes around on Twitter constantly. Belle in the movie kind of makes a face like, like she didn't like it either. She was into bestiality.
She was into I mean, that movie is really about how to.
Did he have a penis?
I would think so. How's he peeing? He had pants, so he had to. The pants probably covered his dick.
He didn't wear pants in the movie, did he?
Yeah, he had like the blue torn pants.
Right.
You think he's walking around swinging his dick around like, let's have dinner, Belle?
I mean, no one lives there, so.
Tell us how that's time.
It's probably fucking Miss Teapot.
That's my favorite character. I never liked Chip.
No.
And I don't like the remake versions. I hate, I've not seen a single.
It's enough.
One of the, you know, they make money. They make like $1 billion.
Well, of course they make money, and that's the only reason they make them, but we have to be stopped.
I heard a rumor that they're remaking them to relicense those songs for like the next 100 years or something.
So I will say, The Little Mermaid, I didn't hate.
The new one. No, I think that movie the I didn't
remakes,
hate either.
Of the remakes, that's I would say that one. Has been the best one.
Yeah, and she was perfect.
And the best cast.
Yeah, she was perfect.
And but it still didn't quite hit.
Because it's not going to capture the same thing right. The original did.
And it's just...
The worst... One was Aladdin. The worst one was Aladdin. I watched it. First of all, it looked like they were on the set of Xena Warrior Princess on the WB.
It was atrocious.
Like everything's flat shot. The graphics sucked. And like
no, actually, Mulan was the worst
that
one.
That was. They had that extra witch, and they took the but music out.
Right. They took the music. The storyline also wasn't even really the same. Well, because they got rid of the love interest, kind of.
They got rid of Mushu.
It was just like, right.
And
was,
she had powers in the beginning. So it wasn't even like, she never like built up the confidence to realize she could do it.
One.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
Bad. They're remaking
it's
it.
It's me, Ellen.
That movie's really good. I love Lilo and Stitch.
I haven't seen that in so long. That was good.
That was the last hand watercolored background.
But do you like the newer Disney animation movies like Moana, Frozen, Rapunzel?
Rodrigo and I went to his sister's house for New Year's, and he's got our niece. She's like 1.5. Aitana, she's so cute. And I think all she wants to watch is Moana. I watched Moana 1,000 times in 2 days. It's not after the 1,000th time.
But I would say that these sort of newer animation Disney movies have been pretty good. Like Frozen,
I didn't like Frozen 2.
If the music is good, I think that deems it to be a good movie. So Frozen had good music, which is why it was a success.
Yeah.
Encanto.
I didn't like Encanto either. What? I loved Coco. I loved Frozen. And I loved...
Tangled, the Rapunzel one.
That one was fun. That's cute. Yeah. I like that song. What's the song she sings on the boat?
Who?
Rapunzel.
Oh. I don't know. I liked Mother Knows Best.
Yeah. Mother Knows Best!
Shout out Donna Murphy. I think that those...
Because they're
good.
More in line with like what makes a Disney movie.
Right.
The remakes are not so good, but I don't know. They've even been kind of like going downhill from there. They just had another, like Wish was another one. Pixar has just gone down the drain.
Yeah.
Coco is Pixar.
But it's working under Disney. So it's Disney Pixar. So I'm sort of throwing Pixar into this too. But I
Coco
think
Coco was good.
Coco's amazing.
But Coco's not a Disney princess.
No, Miguel could be a Disney prince.
Maybe. And Coco might be a Disney princess one day. Everyone has the right to choose.
I wish you didn't say that.
I wish I wasn't alive.
You're really going out with a bang, aren't you?
My next celebrity feud, Coco. Coco Melon!
No, she just was so old. Ricuerdo me.
Is that when you cried when she died?
Yes, when he's singing Remember Me to her. Oh, I lost it. I lost it.
You
I was,
cry easily.
I do cry easily, but that really was a heavy cry. The flight attendant
had to. Has Rodrigo seen that movie?
Oh, yeah. He loves it. He's cries. He does cry sometimes at movies. Yeah, he's a little sensitive too.
Ice Princess. She's a Disney
That's
princess.
The best movie of all. We should do an entire movie on Ice Princess, to be honest with you. I don't know why we haven't.
Oh, did I show you how they made it?
I showed you.
Okay, yeah.
Anyways, thank you for watching and listening to another episode of our podcast. Please leave a review and also please like, comment, and subscribe. And until next time.
To the line, na 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 na, inform me, but no one knows.